We're absolutely delighted. It took a while to do the negotiations and that. There's a lot of work went on in the background, and we had our meeting with the Minister in February, and he had requested further information for both bridges at that stage, and there was the documentation sent to them then on the 7th, I think, of May. We put in a very good fight for it, because Central Bridge, with all of the tourists along the Wild Atlantic Way, 200,000 people attending, you know, Sleeve League. Donegal Town Bridge, right in the centre of the town, in a hub of an area, where a lot of people will be passing through. Buses can't go over it. 3.5 ton weight restriction. Donegal Town Bridge got the 700,000, and was ready to progress that now before the end of the year, which is fantastic. Fintra, there's a slight technical issue with the Fintra Bridge one at the minute, but it's nothing major. I was chatting to the engineers in the council, and that can be solved fairly quickly.
In relation to the Tyrconnell Bridge, there was some safety concerns, so I'm sure the community there has now welcomed this progress.
They have indeed. I mean, everybody in Donegal Town is delighted with it. It's just been something, a lot of it was rusting and falling down, and in parts that you could see going under it, you think, gosh, it doesn't look safe at all. And obviously, structurally, it isn't. So it was a case that, for safety reasons, it had to be dealt with.